Mel Watt doesn't have much in the way of technical mortgage expertise to run the Federal Housing Finance Agency, so he focused his opening remarks on his humble beginnings, even choking up over his early childhood home that had no indoor plumbing.
I also get emotional when I recall watching them drill the well on that lot so we could have running water for the first time, and helping my Uncle Leonard dig the septic tank lines so we could have a bathroom inside.
But Watt's warm, fuzzy comments and two decades of service in Congress did little to persuade his critics on the Senate Banking Committee, including Republican Bob Corker of Tennessee.
I'm all for politicians going on to do great things. But I really thought, because of the nature of it, this was a job that needed a real technician.
The Federal Housing Finance Agency was created when the government took over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in 2008. As banks make home loans to customers, Fannie and Freddie buy those mortgages so banks can turn around and lend more money. Many Republicans would prefer to see the Federal Housing Finance Agency's acting administrator stay in the post. They worry Watt, who's a Democrat, will bring a social agenda to the job. Watt defended his qualifications.
I can get somebody to do the technician part. I can help them do it. You want somebody who's going to make good judgments about the technical work that's being done here, and I think that's what I bring to this position.
Mel Watt's nomination may end up a casualty of the political divide over Fannie and Freddie's future. Many Republicans want to dissolve the two agencies and let the private sector take over. They also want banks to stop forgiving portions of mortgages to help prevent foreclosure. Principal reduction, as it's called, may help homeowners, but the taxpayer ends up footing the bill if Fannie or Freddie owns that mortgage. Watt struggled to walk a neutral line on those topics during the committee, and he'll have to do quite a bit more dancing if he's to win confirmation. The Senate has not scheduled a vote on his nomination. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.